بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البدحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: استحيوا من الله حق الحياء. صلوات. We were talking about the values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and our conversation series of lectures reached the point where we started the subject of Haya, and I think I did not finish that. Haya is one of the most fundamental values of Islam, because it is one of those few values which are equal to the entire faith and iman. We rarely find values that are equal to the entire iman, and haya is one of them. And the scholars of akhlaq define the value of haya as zahiratun تعبر عن الخوف من الظهور بمظاهر النقص. That means it's a value that brings about fear in the heart of the person. He's scared from having his shortcomings to appear over the rest of the, over others. So this kind of fear in the heart that causes a person to be afraid of having his shortcomings appear on the rest is a sign of iman of a person that will empower him to abstain from saying anything or doing anything that displeases Allah or displeases His Messenger or His representatives. So this is why you find a person who has haya will have iman, and a person who has iman on Allah will always have haya. And losing the haya equals to losing the iman itself. And the sign of haya is that the heart of the person melts. That means he will be hesitant in front of Allah, because he knows that Allah is muraqib, Allah is overseeing him in all the matters, in all situations, and in all of his sins. So when he considers Allah to be muraqib, an overseer over all the things, he will feel hesitant. There is a narration narrated with in Irshad al-Qulub, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما أنصفني عبدي يدعوني فأستحي أن أرده ويعصيني ولا يستحي مني. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm doing this nasihat to my own self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant doesn't do fairness towards me when he calls upon me and I feel hesitant to reject him, but he sins and does not have haya towards me. So this is what Allah considers to be unfair behavior from the servant towards Allah, that we want our prayers to be answered, but we don't answer Allah's commands and do sinning against Allah. And so the sign of haya is that min alamatil mustahi annahu la yura fi amrin yustaha minhu. One of the signs of haya is that a person who has haya, mustahi person who has the haya, will never be seen at a spot where, which causes him to feel hesitant in front of the rest. That means he doesn't want himself to be in a place, in a situation, where it brings about embarrassment for him. It's narrated in Tafsir al-Mizan, volume number 7, from some of the ashab who say that وَلَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَشَدَّ حَيَاءً مِنَ الْعَذْرَاءِ فِي خِدْرِهَا. Prophet was like this, that he had more haya than a virgin in her veil. وَكَانَ إِذَا كَرِهَ شَيْئًا عَرِفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ. When Prophet used to dislike something, we can understand it from his face. That means his face used to show he's having haya about that thing, and we can understand from his expression, his face expression, that Prophet is feeling haya towards this thing. He doesn't want to do that. So, scholars of akhlaq have divided haya into three types. From perspective of Islamic morality, the first type and qism of haya is al-haya'u min Allah. The second type of haya is al-haya'u min al-nas. And the third type of haya is al-haya'u min nafsihi. Haya min Allah means a person is hesitant before Allah to violate anything that Allah has said, going against what Allah has said. This is haya min Allah. So when this kind of haya is there, obviously a person will be obedient. So here we understand that a muttaqi person is actually the one who has haya towards Allah, because he is the one who has imtisal al-awamir, he fulfills the commands of Allah and he abstains from the harams and munkarat and maharim. So muttaqi is the only person actually who has haya in the true sense of the word. Now those who are not muttaqi can also have haya of the lower levels, but that's not the proper haya. If it was proper, it will block us from doing the wrongs. Lower level of haya is imaginable for those who don't fulfill the criteria of taqwa. The second qism and type of haya is haya min al-nas. You are embarrassed in front of the people. You are hesitant to do things in front of the people, which means بِكَفِّ الْأَذَى عَنْهُمْ وَتَرْكِ الْمُجَاهَرَةِ بِالْقَبِيحِ. That means a person abstains from hurting others. A person abstains from committing things openly which are bad. Anything which is considered in the society to be bad, we avoid it. By society, we means the urful uqala wal mutasharri'a. That's what we care about, isn't it right? The urf of the religious people who fear Allah. In their eyes, if something is bad, we avoid it. Otherwise, if you take a criteria of the those with whom we don't share our values, those type of people, they consider so many of the Islamic values to be anti-values. And so many of the anti-values of Islam are values in their eyes. So we don't care what those type of people think. We care about the urf of multazimeen, those people who are following the values of Islam. So a person should not violate the urf of uqala wal mutasharri'a, and the urf of the religious people, and should avoid doing things which is considered to be qabih and bad by the religious people. And obviously abstain from hurting them. This is part of the haya min al-nas. And the third qism and category is al-haya'u min nafsihi. A person is feeling haya from his own self, which means a person will exercise iffat and chastity in his khalawat. Although in the real sense you find all the three aqsam are part of one wider concept of haya. When you fear Allah, all the rest of the aqsam are also included in it. But sometimes it's important to go in the details and tell the things elaborately, because some people may not understand all those aspects which are included. So haya min nafsihi means a person has haya from his own self. That means he gives a value to his ruh. He gives a value for his ruhaniyat. Isn't it right? What is the meaning of giving value to our ruhaniyat? That means when we are in the loneliness, we don't commit things which make us get insulted if we were doing it openly. إِيَّاكَ وَكُلَّ عَمَلٍ فِي السِّرِّ تَسْتَحِي مِنْهُ فِي الْعَلَانِيَةِ. That means keep away from doing anything and everything in the loneliness, that if you had done it in the open, you will be hesitant. So this kind of haya is categorized as al-haya min nafsihi. A person has haya from his own self because he gives value, he holds value for his spirituality, doesn't want his spirituality to be, to lose its value. Because if in the khalawat, in loneliness, we do things that are displeasing towards Allah, we are insulting our own self and losing the value of our ruhaniyat and spirituality. Here is a hadith from Amir Mumin alayhi salam in Ghurarul Hikam, where he said, "Ahsanul haya istihya'uka min nafsika." The best of the haya is that you have haya from your own self. وَقَالَ, and also he said, haya الرَّجُلْ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ سَمَرَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. A person having haya from his own self is the fruit of iman. When he has iman, this is the fruit that it will bear. Obviously, iman makes us have belief that Allah is watching, isn't it right? So, what Imam al-Sadiq al-Islam had said to one of his companions is Haq, that خَفِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ وَإِن كُنْتَ لَا تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. So fear Allah as if you are watching Him, as if you are watching Allah. And if you don't see Allah, then He is seeing you. وَإِن كُنْتَ لَا تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ وَإِن كُنْتَ تَرَى أَنَّهُ لَا يَرَاكَ فَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ. And if you believe that Allah is not watching you, then you did the kufr. Kufr means denying, covering up the truth. Isn't it right? You covered up the existence of Allah. Because if you believe that He is not watching, this means you are denying Allah's existence. That's kufr. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَرَى أَنَّهُ يَرَاكَ ثُمَّ بَرَزْتَ لَهُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَقَدْ جَعَلْتَهُ مِنْ أَهْوَنِ النَّاظِرِينَ إِلَيْكَ. And if you believe that Allah is watching you, but you still committed the sin, that means you consider Him to one among the lowliest of all those who were watching. So iman makes us think that He's watching us. And when we believe that He's watching, this iman, the fruit of this iman and belief is that we will have haya from our own self. That will block us from the khalawat, from doing sins from in the loneliness, which is the real criteria of justice and the soul of the person in the al-adalat al-haqiqiyya. The real justice is abstaining in the khalawat. It is also narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He said, Abdi, innaka idha istahyaita minni ansaytu an-nasa uyubaka. My servant, if you have haya from me, I will make the people forget your faults. People don't tend to forget the faults. Isn't it right? If one of my sins is known to somebody, it's very difficult for a person to forget. Some of the times, whenever we see that person, we always recall the wrong that he did towards me. Always. This is the nature of some of the people, isn't it right? But look at the rahmat of Allah, where He says that, my servant, if you have haya towards me, I will make the people forget. When Allah makes the people forget, obviously no one can remember. He'll make the people forget the fault, our faults. وَبِقَاعَ الْأَرْضِ ذُنُوبَكَ. So Allah will make the parts of earth forget our sins, because earth also remembers, it's an assigned agent, and it remembers the sins done over it. Allah will make sure the earth forgets our sins. وَمَحَوْتُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ زَلَّاتِكَ. And I will erase from your book of deeds your wrongs. So, book of deeds is written by the angels and constantly added every day. Different angels, at least two of them, coming daily, adding into our book of deeds, good or bad, on daily basis. So, but in some cases, Allah erases what is written. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا أُنَاقِشُكَ الْحِسَابَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah says, I'm not going to debate with you the accountability on the Day of Judgment. He's not going to hold us accountable on the Day of Judgment. That means the wrongs that we have done, if we have haya towards Allah, Allah is going to remove the stage of hisab and accountability for us. This is how much haya is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are five or six nataij and results that the scholars of akhlaq have mentioned. If a person has haya, you will end up having those five or six nataij and outcomes of haya. The first, it leads you, haya leads you towards every good deed. Here is a hadith from Rasulullah. Haya is a tariqun ila kulli fi'lin jameel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this riwayat in Kanzul Ummal, he says, Al-haya'u la ya'ti illa bi khairin. Haya doesn't bring about except goodness. And another hadith from Mumi alayhi salam says, Al-haya'u sababun ila kulli jameel. Haya is the reason for every goodness. All the goodness performed is because of the haya. Even you look at the non-Muslims who are doing the good deeds. Even the disbelievers, even the mulhid, agnostics and atheists who don't believe in Allah, all the good deeds that they are doing returns back to the teachings of Anbiya alayhi salam. It's because of the efforts of the prophets that those good deeds have been spread in the society, and now there are people who do it. So the root of all that goodness goes back to the prophets of Allah, which is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's haya from Allah, which is the reason for every good deed. And the second natija and benefit of haya is that satrul ayub, it covers up the faults. Here is the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he says, "Man kasahu al-haya'u thawbahu khafiya 'ala an-nasi aybuhu." Whomsoever haya, the garment of haya covers him, the fault of this person will be hidden from the people. So when you have the garment of haya on you, your faults will be covered and hidden from the people. And the third benefit, or the fourth benefit of haya, is yasuddu an al amal al qabih. It blocks the person from doing the bad. Al-haya'u yasuddu an al-fi'l al-qabih. So, not just, see, here the word qabih is used, which is, has a wider meaning than a sin. Sometimes, a person may do things which are not appropriate, and, not appropriate, and can fall in the category of qabih. The fifth natija of haya is iffat. It's yuaddi ila al-iffa. It takes the person towards iffat and chastity of character. So, sababul iffati al-haya. In the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, the reason for chastity is haya. And why the people are chaste? Whomsoever is exercising chastity is because of the haya. Now, in some cases, haya is considered to be mazmoom and condemned in Islam. Which of those cases we have the mazmoom category of haya? The first is about exercising haya in seeking the risk. This is condemned. If a person stays home and doesn't work hard to get the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kind of haya is mazmoom and condemned in Islam. One person came to Imam Salih alayhi salam and said that, ask Allah to increase in my risk. And Imam alayhi salam rejected to do dua for him. And then he explained to the person that you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is asking us to do our effort for the risk. If you think that you stay home, you do nothing, and without the effort, the risk comes to you, this is something that is not going to happen. So, having haya and hesitance in seeking the risk is condemned in Islam. We need to do our side of the efforts and seek the risk. One of the attributes of crow is that attributes of a mu'min that a crow has, that he goes out of the house of his nest in the early morning. That's a sign of a mu'min. He leaves the house in early morning to seek the risk. Whether we are going to get at the end of the day or not, that depends on the qada and qadar of Allah. But our duty is to do our effort for the risk. Effort is not the complete cause to get it at the end of the day. It's an obligation from Allah. That's why we do the effort. The cause of receiving the risk is not our effort. The cause of receiving the risk is the qada and qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our effort at the most can be considered as part of the cause, but not the entire cause. Not necessarily part of the cause in all the cases, because in some cases you find people do their efforts, but they make no money out of their efforts. The second haya, which is mazmoom and condemned in Islam, is al-haya'u fi su'al an ahkami deen. If a person exercises haya, he is hesitant in asking the question related to the ahkam of the religion. There are some people who are shy in asking the ahkam of the religion. So they continue doing the wrong. A person doesn't know how to do the ghusl of janabat. He became baligh, he doesn't know. And now after 5 years, he gets to learn that all the ghusl that he did in his life were batil. He did not ask because he was feeling haya in asking. So, la haya fi deen. There is no haya in learning the religion. You need to learn. This haya is mazmoom and condemned. So, in the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, man raqqa wajhuhu, raqqa ilmuhu. If you are hesitant, then your knowledge will also be less. That's a fact. There is no hesitance in learning the knowledge of Islam. The third haya, which is condemned and mazmoom in Islam, is al-haya'u fi qawlil haqq. Being hesitant in saying the truth. Here is the hadith from Amir Mumin alayhi salatu was salam, where he says, "Man istahya min qawl al-haq, fahuwa al-ahmaq." Well, whoever has haya in saying the truth is a stupid. In Islam, we never hesitate in telling the truth, and we are always ready to say it. Now, that's a different thing. Sometimes you sugarcoat it according to the situation of the mukhatab and audience. That's a different thing, but you always say it at least. So, haya is an attribute where if that is no longer remaining, then everything becomes justified. If a person doesn't have the haya, then all the sins are okay to do. You know, you can, any sin that you can imagine, the biggest of the sins are also justified. A person has no haya. لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ أَمْثَالِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَّا قَوْلُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا قَوْلَ النَّاسِ إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شَئْتْ. If you don't have haya, do whatever you wish. Basically, everything is okay. If you don't have haya, then every sin is okay for you. So, this is what a person is supposed to maintain, haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every cost. Remember the hadith which I recited in the beginning of my speech, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had said, "Istahyu min Allahi haqq al-haya." Have haya from Allah in the complete way. Haqq al-haya means the way Allah deserves. That means the full and complete way. In other words, فَقِيلَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءِ. Who has the complete haya? قَالَ مَنْ اسْتَحَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءِ فَلْيَكْتُبْ أَجَلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Whoever wants to have complete haya from Allah, proper haya from Allah, should have his death in front of his eyes. That means, in other words, he keeps his death in mind. He performs the things, everything that he does, everything he says, by keeping his death in mind. What is going to happen after the death? That's the his focus. وَلْيَزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا. And he should have zuhud, mean abstaining away in dunya and its adornment. That means we don't get attached. وَيَحْفَظْ الرَّأْسْ وَمَا حَوَىٰ. And he will protect his head and what is included in it. His mind, his brain, his thoughts, his tafakkur, his aqa'id, his aqeedah, everything is in the brain, isn't it right? So this is how we think about our aqeedah, our belief, our afkar, our thoughts of the mind. We should control it. Thinking about the wrongs, thinking about sins is not haram in Islam. It's part of the hadith of Rafa. We have authentic hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We have said, Rufa'a an ummati tis'un. 9 things have been raised from my ummat, and one of those 9 is ma yatakhayyaloon. What they think. So what they think has no accountability. There is no mu'akhadha. Rufa'a means the mu'akhadha and accountability is removed. So if I think about a sin, it's not haram. But the scholars of akhlaq say, thinking about the wrongs can always lead a person to do a wrong. This is why scholars of akhlaq say that the thoughts should also be purified. So, وَيَحْفَظْ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا حَوَىٰ وَالْبَطْنَ وَمَا وَعَىٰ. He will protect his stomach and what is contained in it. That means the food. He will be careful about what kind of food he eats. If you, حق الحياء, the complete haya towards Allah includes all these things. They'll be careful about his stomach and what is contained in it. That means what sort of food we eat. Remember in the wasaya of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dharr, he said, أطعم الطعام من تحبه في الله. Give food to the person whom you love for the sake of Allah. وَكُلْ تَعَامَ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. And eat the food of the person who loves you for the sake of Allah. So we pick and choose in eating the food, what food we eat and whom do we feed. وَلَا يَنْسَى المقابر والبلاء. So, so he is not going to forget the graves and the decay. So he will remember that we are heading towards the grave, and we will be decayed inside the maqabir and the graves. So this is how a person can completely and perfectly do the haya towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we are required to have haya from the angels. Haya from the angels means the angels who are assigned over the person, kiram and katibin, isn't it right? They are writing down the right and the left. Sahib al-Yameen, Sahib al-Shamal, writing the good deeds, the bad deeds. So the angels, some of the ahadith say 160 angels in every mu'min. So angels are never repeated, every day they are changed. Just imagine you, if you lived 70 years of your life, we are talking about thousands of angels who are your witness on the day of judgment, and they know what you have done. Thousands. So look at the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, narrated in Kanzul Ummal. According to that narration, Prophet said, لِيَسْتَحِي أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ مَلَكَيْهِ الَّذَيْنِ مَعَهُ. One of you, each one of you, in other words, should be having haya towards the two angels who are with him. كَمَا يَسْتَحِي مِنْ رَجُلَيْنِ صَالِحَيْنِ مِنْ جِيرَانِهِ وَهُمَا مَعَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The way you are, you have haya from your two neighbors who are salih. Let's suppose you have two neighbors who are salih and they are with you. How much you would be careful in front of those neighbors, because they are salih people, isn't it right? You don't want to get insulted in front of them. And obviously the angels are with us day and night. So no moment passes by without them. And Sahib al-Yameen awla ala Sahib al-Shimal. The hadith says the angel on the right is awla, has more walayat as compared to the angel on the left. So when a person performs a bad deed, he is given a grace margin period for ujjila tis'a sa'at, for 9 hours. And some of the narrations say for 7 hours. So for 7 hours, the sin is not written by the angel on the left. And when 7 hours pass by and he still did not do the tawbah, then the angel says, ma aqalla haya'a hadhal abd. How much less is the haya of this person? After 7 hours, the sin is written. So we need to be having haya from the angels as well. Now there are three reasons that causes a person to lose the haya. Why we lose the haya? We lose haya because the first reason scholars of akhlaq say, talabul hawa'ij minan nas, seeking our needs from the people instead of seeking our needs from Allah. When we start seeking our needs from the people, the person who stretches his hand and begs in front of the people will have, will be insulted on the day of judgment. This is sawadun fil waj. This is the darkness on the face on the day of judgment. We are not supposed to seek hawa'ij from the people. Instead, we should seek hawa'ij from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will arrange in His ways to help us. The second reason that causes us to lose the haya is kasratul ma'asi, abundance of sins. If a person commits some sins and he performs the istighfar, still it's okay. Okay in the sense that, he did the istighfar. So he came back. Tawbah means returning back. Taba yatubu raja'a. He returns back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. As long as we are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, we can never do the sin. If I do a sin, that means I'm not on Sirat al-Mustaqim. There is no sinning pattern on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. No one can do a sin as long as he's in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So we get off the track. That's why we did the sin. So abundance of sins makes a person lose the haya. If you remember the hadith I mentioned, I think a while, long time ago, about talking, when we're discussing here about kasratul kalam, Isn't it right? There's a hadith from Amir Mumin alayhi salam where he said, Man kasura kalamuhu kasura khata'uhu. Whoever talks a lot makes a lot of mistakes. وَمَنْ كَسَرَ خَطَأُهُ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ. And whoever makes a lot of mistakes, his haya becomes less. وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. And whosoever's haya is less, his spirituality dies. That means he's a living dead. The soul already died. There is no life remaining for this soul. وَمَنْ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. And whoever his spirituality dies, he enters the hell. So this person is actually in the hellfire. So talking a lot is the sign of a munafiq in Islam. الْمُنَافِقُ كَثِيرُ الْكَلَامُ قَلِيلُ الْعَمَلُ. Munafiq talks a lot and performs less. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ قَلِيلُ الْكَلَامُ كثير الأمل. And mu'min talks less and performs a lot. So كثرت المعاصي, doing a lot of sins, is a reason of losing the haya. Sabab of losing the haya. Especially if a person performs the sins in front of the people. And the third reason is tama, greed of dunya. Those people who have greed towards this dunya, this is the reason why, third reason why a person loses the haya. Now we have hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated in Kanzul Ummal, Al-haya'u ashratu ajza'in, fatis'atun fin nisa wa wahidun fil rijal. Haya is 10 parts. 9 parts are in the woman and 1 part is in the man. So Allah gave more haya to the woman. Obviously, this is one of the reasons that they have the chastity, isn't it right? So we have a story from narrated from Imam Al Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. He entered into his garden, and his gardener was called Safi, a person called Safi. He was there, and Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, he saw that this gardener was eating the bread. He's eating some for himself and giving to the dog. There was a dog to take care of the garden. So Imam alayhi salam, فقال الحسين عليه السلام رأيتك ترمي بنصف الرغيف للكلب وتأكل النصف الآخر. I saw you giving half of the bread to the dog and eating the rest of the half. فما معنى ذلك. So Imam asked him why was that, and he said that this dog was looking at me when I was eating food. I felt haya that I eat the food for myself and I keep him hungry. And whereas this dog also performed its job, it protects the garden from the enemies. So it's doing its job. I am the servant of Allah and this is also a servant. So, I decided to eat together. So, فَبَكَى الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَقَالَ أَنْتَ عَتِيقٌ لِلَّهِ. Imam Hussain alayhi salam cried when he heard that reply, and he said, "You are free for the sake of Allah." He set this ghulam, this abd, this slave free. And also, Imam Hussain alayhi salam gave him وَهَبْتُ لَكَ أَلْفَي دِينَارِ. He gave him 2,000 dinars also. And this slave, he said that if you want to set me free, I want to work in the same garden of yours. So Imam alayhi salam, he gifted him that garden as well. And he said, I have some of my ashab, some of my people with me. They came here to eat, the fruits of this garden. So I would like you to keep them as your guests and let them eat. In other words, he said, well, they can eat from this garden. So Imam alayhi salam gave him the entire garden as well. This is how our scholars say the haya of a person and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his behavior is honored by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allahu, 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 ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wakhzul al-Kuffara wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din. Wakhzul man khazal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraji'ana al-Rabbaniyin. لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Let's recite the ayat al-kareema 5 times for Ayatullah Shaykh Nimr, who is in the prisons of Ali Saud. So for his freedom, let's recite the Ayatul Kareema 5 times. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Amman yujibul muhtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshif al-su' Amman yujibul muhtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshif al-su' أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ اللهم صل على محمد.